This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
When you're walking down the street now, people look at you.
Yeah.
How do you react to that?
Look, I don't really notice it anymore. I certainly noticed it at first. Like, I remember the first time I ever went out. I went out for about an hour, came home. I was exhausted. You know, I literally went, because you're so on edge because you're going, oh, is that person staring at me? Is that person staring at me? It's still to this day, you know, if I'm in Target or something, I have to walk the complete opposite direction or around, you know, the men's clothing section, because I almost have this full-blown panic attack going in there. It's not, but it's this really massive anxiety, you know, heart rate goes right up, I struggle to breathe sort of thing. And, you know, everything became like that. Any sort of reminder became like that of what you're not yet. And so, you know, it was bloody tough. Look, I just want to be happy. That's all. You know, I've been through a pretty shitty couple of years. So, you know, I just sort of want to be able to be happy, you know. That's pretty much it.
That audio is from 60 Minutes Extra Time on 60 Minutes Australia's Facebook page, in which Peter Stefanovic interviewed transgender footballer Hannah Mountsey, who was told by the AFL that she was unable to play in the women's league.
When 60 Minutes announced they were doing this interview last night, when 60 Minutes announced that they were doing this interview, which aired last night, many people took to social media, constantly highlighting Hannah's appearance as a bloke, or using the wrong pronoun in reference to her as a way to cut down the validity of her story and her journey on social media. It's one of those moments where we urge people not to read the comments on threads, because the way people choose to try and devalue the existence of trans people is just awful. Today, The Informer's Lara Dickinson, who is a trans non-binary individual, has swapped out from behind the mic into the hot seat to share with our listeners their own journey and the effect that this kind of transphobia has every single day of their life. Lara, thank you for doing this. I know it's not an easy thing.
No problem.
You've looked at a lot of the comments that are on the thread on the 60 Minutes Facebook page, in which they constantly refer to Hannah as a he.
Or an it.
Or an it, or, mm-hmm. or boy, girl, or one individual even referencing Hannah as, if Hannah chose to say that she was a horse, could we ride her in the Melbourne Cup?
Mm.
What is it like as a trans non-binary individual when you see that?
To be honest, it's not really anything new. It's stuff that people have been saying about our community forever. We've all heard the I identify as an attack helicopter joke. Every single person who is trans has heard all of these things a million times before. It's never fun to read them again or to hear them again, but it's not really a surprise either. And anybody who does come out in the way that Hannah Mountsey did and do those interviews and put her story sort of up for public consumption would be very, very aware that this is the kind of thing that she's going to get, and hopefully had the resources to deal with that.
Yes, we can certainly hope so. But within your own journey, I mean, I feel like turning around and saying, well, this is something that we're just used to. We just have to experience all the time. But that's not okay.
No.
You know, it's not okay for that to be a part of the narrative. Do you often experience where people use the wrong pronouns or reference your gender identity in the wrong way and have to experience that every single day?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, it happens here sometimes, which is surprising. But yeah, every day. I mean, the constant conversation that you have to sort of have with yourself in your head, particularly as a non-binary person who is not immediately visually trans, is this worth the fight today? Is it worth, can I just let that one slide and maybe talk to them about it later, maybe I'm never going to see this person again, so I don't want to correct them and I don't care. Like, you always have to weigh up how much it's worth it to you, and then also whether or not that's a dangerous situation for you to put yourself in, of correcting somebody or even just coming out to somebody.
Do you feel like that means that you've constantly got to have your guard up?
Yeah, always. And that is really bad for anybody's mental health, but particularly when you're constantly on that edge and there's always this implicit threat of danger, it really wears you down. And it wears, like, if you've always got your cortisol sort of firing when you're anxious, it really wears down your mood, and it makes you even less able in a sort of cumulative effect, less able to cope with it when it's something really big.
Well, when we look at something like Hannah's story and we see this kind of transphobia played out in the media and played out in the comment cycle, it's one thing for you to deal with it within your own personal narrative, but what about when you're seeing that in the world around you all the time?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, and I feel like a lot of the time all of the resources that we're offered are online resources, and those are great when they do work and when they do help, but I often feel like online resources are just not the kinds of support that I actually need in my life. I'm really lucky in that I exist within a community where a lot of my friends are also trans, particularly trans non-binary. My partner is non-binary. So I have that sort of in real life support that we can sort of group together and forget about the rest of the world for a little while. But it's really hard to know that as soon as we leave that nice, safe bubble, we're immediately up for debate again. We're immediately putting ourselves at risk just by leaving the house, depending on what we're wearing. So it's not, I mean, there's no real like one solution to how to deal with it, but it really is about finding your community and being able to switch off and switch out of the rest of the world for a little while.
Yeah. Well, while there are, look, we've got Switchboard, we've got QLife, there are support networks that exist there for people. It really is, you're right, about finding the community that exists for you. Now, you were lucky to be able to do that, but there are support organisations that exist. Here in Victoria, we have FTM Shed. Within every state or territory that you're in, there are trans organisations that exist run by trans people. And it really is important within this to be able to, it's a lived experience that matters, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I cannot overstate how much it helps seeing older trans people and talking to older trans people who have lived through possibly an even worse political climate than we have, and knowing that they survived, that they made it, that they're okay and that they're willing, they still have enough resources to try to help younger people, younger trans people particularly. It does really help to get in contact with the elders of our community.
We're going to put up on our social media, on our Twitter and Facebook page, we're going to put up on our social media just some avenues you can look out for and reach for. And don't be afraid to contact us at here at Joy if you are needing help on organisations or people that you need to talk to, if that's something that you're going through. And Lara, thank you for taking the time on the show today.
You're very welcome.
For sharing this part of your journey.
Always remember that you are not alone.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.